just beyond the back end of the pasture, there was a stand of pine trees, and from there on over to where this little pond gets to see and hear the bobwhite quail. On further into the tree, there were several oak trees, and you could see the gray squirrel. Down on toward a little pond, you could sit down late in the evening and usually see a lot of ducks down on the pond. There are frogs of all kinds. And on the way back to the house late in the evening, if you'd be particularly quiet coming in, you might hear something like this. Now, up in the front porch after supper, about my favorite time of the day, you could pick you out a nice rocker and just sit there and listen to the sounds, and it'd get dark and conversation kind of drift off into silence. You could hear the crickets, really, they'd become deafening. Down in the St. John's River swamps, you could hear the owls laughing and talking to each other. And way on over several miles, you'd hear another one answering. Back and forth. And finally, it'd be time to go to bed, thank goodness. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Tommy. Isn't he great? Let's clap him again. Now let's welcome two of our favorite people from down St. Petersburg way. Folk songs with dulcimer and guitar, and Sharla and Bill Wassel.
Can you hear me? Testing, 1, 2, testing. That sounds real good. We're really glad to be here today. In fact, we're glad to be here this weekend. This year, as many of you may know, the Tampa Bay area is a featured area in the Folk Festival. And we're very, very proud to be almost native Tampa Bay area, as you call it, from St. Petersburg. And we're going to do some Florida songs and some Appalachian Mountain dulcimer songs.
Thank you.
Well, you know I got a doozy, it's only a blues. Thank you very much. Playing 12 string, that's Bill, and I'm the Charlie of the two. We're going to do a song right now by a very, very special friend of ours. He's part of the old guard here at the Folk Festival, which means he's been here for at least 10 years, probably 20 or more than that. I think he's been here every year. Will McLean, and it's one of his newer songs. It's called The Ballad of Conk Island, or Green Turtle.
Green turtle still lays
face.
In the smell of their way. And the sop in the wind sings a song of Conk Island. Tongue of destruction that ravaged her land. Man leaves no memory in Finford or Fever. Winter still aches in the sun. Yes, the green turtle still lays her eggs in the sun.
We're getting a little bit of a hum up here. We're going to bring out the dulcimers now and do a special number with dulcimers in honor, especially, of our daughter, Chrysandra, who's sitting over there. She thinks it's fantastic that every year the state of Florida and the people in White Springs throw this big birthday party for her. Tomorrow she will be 8 years old. This is a dulcimer piece that's a combination of a round and a medley of children and folk tunes. If you listen very closely, you'll hear Farrah Jaca done in a round. Go Tell Aunt Rhody, a couple of bars of that. We'll go back to Cripple Creek, and then we'll do Boil Them Cabbage Down. We have to get our mics set. Work.
says, well, that's Acrefoot Johnson's grandson. Now, Acrefoot Johnson, in case you don't know, was one of the great pioneers of early Florida. He was a walking mailman. He delivered the mail by foot. Acrefoot was 6'7" tall and weighed 250 pounds. And he was such a mighty man, they tell, that he not only toted the mail, but he hauled passengers on his back in a little seat until the federal government made him cut it out. Well, now, his grandson, Shorty back here, puts one over on Grandpa because he's 6'9". I want him just to walk up here and take a bow. And after him, he's going to be on the back porch, the shady side of the museum, with the storyteller later this afternoon. Take a bow, Shorty.